Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Brown County will not have a moratorium on a proposed data center coming to the area, at least for now. Local residents packed the room and hallways at Tuesday night's county board meeting, voicing opposition to data centers in the area. Board members say despite those concerns, Wisconsin law does not allow a county-level moratorium on large-scale projects. County leaders encouraged people to go to their local municipalities and contact state lawmakers. Under Wisconsin law, towns, villages, and cities control their own zoning laws, but many counties, including Brown County, do not have county-wide zoning authority. About a dozen cats and kittens were left inside a hot car at a local park-and-ride location this week on the hottest day of the year so far. An Outagamie County crew found the felines during a routine mowing job. A seasonal worker spotted the kittens in what appeared to be an abandoned van at the Little Chute Park-and-Ride on County Road N. Workers say all four tires on the van were flat, the axle appeared to be broken, and all the windows were sealed. They say at least 10 of the cats were motionless inside the hot car. Sheriff's deputies came and helped the team rescue the cats. Officers say the van had been marked as abandoned for a week. Authorities say temperatures inside a car can reach well over 140 degrees in just an hour. The rescued cats were taken to the Fox Valley Humane Association. Governor Tony Evers declared yesterday National Heat Awareness Day, reminding people of the dangers of leaving children or pets in cars and other safety tips in hot weather. The National Weather Service says temperatures will continue to climb this week until expected thunderstorms come through tomorrow night. Details coming up in the forecast. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A growing debate over automated license plate reader cameras is playing out in communities across Wisconsin, and it's drawing packed public hearings and sharp disagreements over privacy and public safety. At the center of the controversy is Flock Safety, a multi-billion dollar company that contracts with law enforcement agencies to install and operate networks of cameras that capture and store license plate data. Several Wisconsin communities have decided to end their contracts with Flock, including Dane County, Verona, Monona, Fitchburg, Appleton, Oshkosh, and Sturgeon Bay. Officials in those areas cite growing public concern over surveillance and privacy. The University of Wisconsin-Madison Police Department is asking for help with a 58-year-old cold case. The agency sent out a call for assistance with the murder of Christine Rothschild back in 1968. Rothschild was found dead after reportedly being strangled and stabbed several times during finals week when she was an 18-year-old freshman. She was killed next to Sterling Hall on campus, but no suspect was ever caught. University police encourage anybody with information to come forward, even if they think the details may be insignificant. President Trump is coming to Western Wisconsin today. The White House says the president is coming to highlight his support for Wisconsin farmers. As part of the president's trip, he's expected to speak at Custer Farm in Chippewa Falls. And UW Stout is taking a new name. The University of Wisconsin Board of Regents has approved a change in the name to UW Stout Polytechnic. Leaders say the new name reflects Stout's mission in regards to applied learning and research, business and industry collaboration, and career-focused experiences. The name change is the first for a school in the UW system since it was created in 1971. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Rockies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Denver. As the Brewers play the Rockies, the crew coming off a 12-9 loss at home to the Giants, and they lost two of their relief pitchers, D.L. Hall with a sore shoulder that flared up, Grant Anderson hit in the forearm by a baseball, and another half dozen more on the IL, Pat Murphy.
Priester, Woodruff, and Henderson. We've got relievers like Zerpa and Koenig that were going to be part of it. That's five major injuries. Rob Z's out again, so you got six pitching injuries already for a first-place club, but look where we are.
Hockey, Carolina beat the Las Vegas Knights 4-3 in overtime in the NHL Stanley Cup Finals, Game 3 tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Golf, the AmFam Championship underway this weekend at TPC in Madison. Jerry Kelly, Donald Driver, Jordy Nelson, and founder Steve Stricker will give it a go.
I haven't played hardly at all. Hopefully my body holds up and I'm able to get out there and play and have fun doing it.
That's Madison's Steve Stricker with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Showers and thunderstorms likely mainly during the morning, then increasing sunshine for the afternoon with highs right around 80. Another round of showers and thunderstorms this evening. Low temperatures in the lower 60s. On Saturday, sunny with a high of 88.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.